Disney's animated Aladdin was a huge hit when it was released in 1992, the highest grossing film that year, in fact. It also provoked controversy for its stereotyped depiction of Middle Eastern culture. Critic Bob Mondello says Disney's new live-action Aladdin aims to correct the problems of the first film while replicating its success.
What you likely remember from the first movie, more than either the street thief Aladdin or the princess he's trying to impress, is the bright blue genie, Robin Williams, riffing so fast the rest of the film could barely keep up.
Hello, Aladdin. Nice to have you on the show. Can we call you Al, or maybe just Din? Or how about Ladi? Sounds like here, boy.
So it's easy to understand hiring Guy Ritchie to direct the live-action version. His stutter-cut editing has enlivened stylized English gangster flicks and Robert Downey Jr.'s Sherlock Holmes, and when he sends Aladdin and his monkey Abu parkouring up walls in crowded street markets, the new film looks plenty animated. Ritchie's directing style is less suited to the romance and the musical numbers, but there the film's casting helps. Mena Massoud, who hails originally from Egypt, is an appealing Aladdin, bright smile, winning personality, and a nice fit with Naomi Scott's Jasmine.
What are you doing?
Sometimes, princess, you just have to take a risk.
And he jumps off the palace balcony.
What just happened?
Then, to her astonishment, he rises up again.
Is this
a magic carpet? Do you trust me?
Less imposing is villain Jafar, even assisted by digital wizardry. Certainly he's no match for genie Will Smith, made so buff by the computer graphics folks. You figure he spent the last 1,000 years in his lamp's gymnasium.
I stand by my oath, loyalty to Wishes 3.
I'm kidding. Watch this.
Watch out! You done wound me up, you ain't never had a friend like me.
It's worth noting that from the start, Disney has been trying to fix Aladdin. Way back in 1993, for the cartoon version's home video, they replaced a lyric that had struck almost everyone as problematic in theaters, about a kingdom where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. But even then, they left in the next line.
It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
In the new version, Will Smith takes that song and sings not of slicing off ears, but of a more inclusive spot where the caravan camels roam.
Where you wander among every culture and tongue. It's chaotic, but hey, it's home.
I think we can all agree that that's better. As is Princess Jasmine's fresh assertiveness. She has a new song about not being speechless.
I won't be silent. You can't keep me quiet.
She also wants more than just to marry a prince of her own choosing. She wants to succeed her father as Sultan. And good for her. Good for everybody, really. This is all admirable, even if the filmmaking surrounding it isn't terribly magical, which seems a shame in a movie centered on a genie. It is loud and frenetic, with computer-generated critters scampering and CGI backgrounds sparkling. Seriously, they've added digital sparkles. And after a while, even scenery that probably is real, the knife edge of a desert dune, for instance, starts to look less than entirely lifelike. But hey, the flying carpet has personality, and the film, if not a whole new world exactly, is fine for kids. You'll probably want to send them. I'm Bob Mondello.